My Friend Irma.
Created by Cy Howard, transcribed from Hollywood, and starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane.
Nature is strange. This is the time of the year when the days begin getting shorter, and I live with Irma Peterson, a girl whose head seems to be getting pointier. Yes, it's the end of June, and in a couple of days we'll be going on our 2-week vacation. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Irma, have you looked through all the travel folders?
Yes, and I think I found a wonderful spot for 2 weeks.
Where? What's it called?
West Point.
West Point. West Point is a military academy for men.
I told you it's a wonderful place.
Uh-huh. Hand me the map, will you, honey? Let me see. Hey, how about the Thousand Islands?
Oh, I don't think I'd like that, Jane.
Why not?
Well, I might meet a nice fellow up there, and he might say, meet me on the island tonight, and I might go crazy trying to remember which one.
Honey, it's such a lovely spot, and we can do it on our budget.
Budget?
Yeah, you know, the $300 we saved in our joint checking account just for our vacation.
Jane?
What is it, Irma?
I just remembered something.
The look in your eyes tells me to sit down. What did you remember, Dow?
Well, the other day... I'll get it.
Does Irma Peterson live here?
Yes.
Okay, fellas, bring it in.
Irma, what is this?
It's that little thing I just remembered.
Little? Looks like you're smuggling Fort Knox in here.
Oh, it didn't cost that much.
You bought this?
When do you want it hooked up, lady?
Just a minute, just wait. What is this thing, Irma?
An air conditioner.
An air conditioner?
Yes. There was a big sale, and I thought it'd be nice if we could take the air outside and bring it in here and condition it.
Irma, the air we have here in the summer shouldn't be conditioned. It should be deported. Gentlemen, you may take this thing right back.
Can't do it, lady. This was a closeout. All sales final. We got it hooked up right here in the living room.
Now, wait
lady.
A minute, please. Will you wait? Listen.
Lady, we got loads of these to deliver. Goodbye.
Jane, don't look at me like that. You're my best friend, and if a stranger walked in, they'd swear you were my worst enemy.
Irma Peterson, where did you get the money for this?
Out of our joint checking account. It was only $300.
That's all we had in the account.
I know, I didn't want to overdraw. Jane, don't pull your hair. We can't afford a beauty parlor now.
Oh, this is just great. Every summer when I'm on my vacation, I send a card to my father. Now I'll have to write him saying I'm not doing anything, but my lungs are having a wonderful time.
Now, Jane, you're always looking at the worst side of things. Wait until I turn it on. There. And if you want an ocean breeze, a man said to just wave a herring in front of it. Jane, why don't you say something? Isn't it nice and cool?
Cool. Ooh. I'll have to get a mink stole to live with this thing.
Well, that's why I got it so cheap. The medium adjustment is broken.
Wait a minute. Now it's getting warm in here.
Yes, the man said there was something wrong with the temperature control, but if we dress accordingly, we will enjoy it.
Yeah, well, now I'll have to get a wardrobe mistress. Who is it?
If you don't mind, it's me, Maestro Wanderkin.
Well, put on a pith helmet and come in.
Hello, girls. Do you mind if I take off my jacket?
No, but have a blanket handy. Things are happening here.
What do you mean?
Irma spent all our vacation money on this broken-down air conditioner.
But, Irma, how could you buy an air conditioner? You know Mrs. O'Reilly's rules for the building. No pets allowed and no fresh air tolerated.
I scraped all year. I saved every nickel I could. Every time Irma got lost, I walked to the police station to bring her back so I wouldn't waste money for bus fare. And this is my reward? Hot and cold, running chills?
Well, you mean you won't be able to go away, Jane?
I don't see how, Maestro. Of course, we each have 2 weeks' salary coming, which is $250, roughly.
Well, that'll be enough for the next payment on the air conditioner.
What?
Yeah, I didn't have enough for the full price, $550, so they gave me friendly credit terms, and they were real friendly. When I left, they kissed me.
Well, I better turn that thing off now. It's getting cold.
No, leave it on. I want to get double pneumonia. Anything that'll put me out of my misery.
Please let me turn it off.
No, then we won't get the full pleasure out of it.
Oh, so help me, I'm going to do something to that girl.
No, no, please, please, girls, don't let this become an issue between you. We all make mistakes. But the thing that breaks my heart is that you won't have a vacation.
That's right. We're just going to sit here and watch our pores open and close. The grand music of this whirling monstrosity.
Well, now, maybe I could take the two of you girls with me.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going to conduct the orchestra at the Hotel Wahapenachawaki in the Catskills.
Wahapenachawaki?
Yeah, it's an Indian name.
Well, what does it mean?
Guests will be charged for all towels taken from the premises. If I could only say you girls were musicians.
A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day.
I mentioned an Indian name, and Hiawatha's grandmother showed up.
Now, don't say anything about the air conditioner. You two are prejudiced. I want to see what Mrs. O'Reilly says. Come in, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Hello, girls. Hello, maestro.
Greetings.
I'm getting a warm feeling. I wonder if it could be because I'm near you, maestro.
Stick around. You're about to be cooled off, but good.
What are you talking about? And what are you all doing with blankets folded on your arms? Isn't it early for the football season?
Mrs. O'Reilly, look against the wall.
Glory be. An organ. You play it, maestro, and I'll sing.
Mrs. O'Reilly, it is not an organ. It's an air conditioner. And it's in the same condition as your voice, broken down.
An air conditioner?
Yeah. We're going to spend all our vacation money for this horrible contraption.
Oh, you're not going on a vacation?
How can we?
Oh, what a pity. You've got to go on a vacation. It's one of a girl's happiest times. Why, I've had some of the most sentimental experiences on this summer vacation.
You have?
Yes, I don't know what it is, but there's something about getting a man on a boat in the moonlight that tugs at your heartstrings.
That's right, that's why they call her Tugboat O'Reilly.
Oh, be still. Janie, would you like to borrow some money?
No, Mr. O'Reilly. I wouldn't enjoy a vacation knowing I'd borrowed to pay for it.
Oh, now, don't be proud, Janie. I have a couple of extra bills in Miss Tuckin.
No, thanks, Miss O'Reilly. I have my pride. Irma bought this monstrosity, and I'm going to show her for once that she's going to pay. This will be our beach club. This will be our canoe ride. This will be our dancing in the moonlight.
Jane, you better read the directions. This machine can't do all these things.
Oh, go on. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. I'm going in the bedroom, put on my bathing suit, and sit in front of it. Look at the palm trees. Yes, the palm trees.
Glory be, maestro. Did you hear her raving about the palm trees?
I was afraid of this. The poor girl has dropped her coconuts. Irma, darling.
Oh, now, please, Irma, you didn't mean to do it.
It's all my fault. I've driven her out of her mind, and I know how she feels. Come in.
Hello, folks. Hiya, chicken.
Hello, Al, honey.
Chicken, you've been crying. How much can a dame miss a guy?
No, Al, it isn't that. Jane's angry at me again.
That dame is always picking on you. Why, chicken?
Well, I bought that thing against the wall. It's an air conditioner, but it doesn't work too good. The hot is cold, and the cold is hot.
What about medium?
That blows out all the fuses.
The point is, Al, that Irma spent all the money she and Janie saved for their vacation.
Chicken, how could you buy such a thing? Well, must be some way we can unload this machine. And when you back us to the wall, there's only one man to call.
Who are you calling, Al?
Who else but Hello, Sam?
Sam?
Joe's doing time. Sam is watching the store. Hello, Sam? Al. Got a deal for you. Oh, by the way, how's Joe doing? What? Looks pretty bad, huh? Might get the hot seat? Got just the thing for him. An air conditioner to cool him off. Oh, you don't do the buying, huh? Okay, well, thanks anyway. Bye, Sam. Chicken, tried my best. Looks like you're just not going to have a vacation. Well, I gotta run.
Well, would you hurry, Al?
I found a trolley transfer punch for 9 o'clock, and it's only good for the Bronx. See you, Chicken.
Did you see how he walked out? I'll bet he thinks I'm stupid, too.
Now, Irma, darling.
I know I've just botched everything up. I've ruined our vacations. Oh, what's the use?
Now, this is a fine thing. Jane is in the bedroom crying. Irma's in the kitchen crying. Mrs. O'Reilly, what are we going to do?
Maestro, we've got to find a way to raise money so that the two girls can get away and have some fun.
All right.
Let's go up on the roof and discuss it further.
All right, but remember, we got to figure out how they should have some fun, not you.
Idiot!
He thinks we're Irma. Mr. Clyde.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is it? Well, Mrs. O'Reilly and the maestro.
Hello, cutie.
What brings the two of you here so early in the morning? Are you eloping?
Please, Mr. Clyde, I'm a guest here. Would I insult you in my home?
Well, we wanted to get here early so we could talk to you before Irma gets here.
Why? What's wrong with Irma?
She took all the money that she and Jane saved for a vacation and bought a worthless air conditioner. Can you imagine that?
Well, that's not too bad for Irma. You see that traffic semaphore at the corner?
You mean that thing that says stop and go?
Yeah, she bought that from a traffic cop 2 years ago so we wouldn't bump into each other when we got busy.
I can't believe. Why don't you get rid of it?
Oh, she won't let me. When I'm giving a dictation and I go too fast, she puts the stop sign up. So she bought an air conditioner.
Yes, and Jane is taking it very badly. Mr. Clyde, we love the girls, and we want to raise some money so they can go on a vacation.
Well, I'll be glad to advance Irma 2 more weeks of salary. That'll take care of October 1st and 15th, 1964.
No, Mr. Clyde, no. The girls won't borrow money, so we have gotten all of their friends together, and we're going to give a block party and try to raise $300.
Oh, I see. Are you going to tell Jane about it?
Well, we're saying it's for a couple of orphans, but we are worried that the girls might not take the money.
Oh, that's very simple. At the block party, hold a raffle and number every ticket you put in the basket the same as the two numbers you give the girls. When they win, they must accept the 2 weeks' vacation.
Mr. Clyde, you're a fine man. A warm-hearted man. When you leave this world, I guarantee you'll go straight to heaven.
And Irma can tell you exactly the day. Shh, here she comes. I'll handle things.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Clyde.
Good morning.
Well, Maestro, Miss O'Reilly.
Just a minute, Miss Peterson. I'm in the middle of a discussion. So, Maestro, you say that this block party you're planning is for two little orphans.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that sweet? What are they like, Mr. Clyde?
One has dark hair, and the other one, poor thing, she's a little mentally retarded.
She is. Isn't that a shame? I was that way when I was young. What are their names?
Luella.
That's Susie.
Henrietta.
I thought you said there were only two.
One has a middle name. Maestro and Mrs. O'Reilly, I'll consider it quite an honor to attend your block party and to buy raffle tickets. You know, raffle tickets?
Yes, certainly, sir. Well, thank you, Mr. Clyde, and goodbye, Irma.
Oh, Maestro, we're only a block from the Marriage License Bureau at City Hall. Which way are we walking?
In the opposite direction. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, Mr. Clyde, I can't tell you how much I admire you for helping in this wonderful work. Do you know these orphans?
Well, indirectly.
Oh. Do you think the younger one will ever be normal?
I doubt it. And now, Miss Peterson, would you mind taking another letter?
Mr. Clyde, I'm not going to have a vacation.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't feel like working. Can I go home because Jane is angry at me?
Positively not.
Hello, Milton J. Clyde, Monster at Law.
How's that again, Cookie?
Hello, Jane. You're talking to me.
That's right.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm cooking on the air conditioner. I'm making waffles on top and frozen sherbet underneath. Irma, when you come home, we've got a lot of things to do.
What do you mean?
The gang's giving a block party for two little orphans, and we've got to pitch in, honey.
Oh, yes, I heard about the block party.
Miss Peterson, if she wants you to leave, you can leave right now.
Huh?
That's perfectly all right. You go on. Go on home.
Yeah, I don't understand. Jane, I'll be right home. Bye. You know, Mr. Platt, I don't understand you.
What do you mean?
Well, I worked for you for 6 years, and when I asked to go home, you said no.
That's right.
But when you hear it's about two little orphans you don't even know, they get all your attention and sympathy. Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm not killing my parents just for you.
There's no point in doing it now. Before you were born, yes. Goodbye, Miss Peterson.
Jane, oh my goodness, look at all the people, and Violet Murphy, and...
Oh, hello, Irma, we were waiting for you.
And Lorelei Schmierbaum, Scarlett Schultz, and Mr. and Mrs. Martin. Oh, Jane, isn't this exciting?
Really, things are happening so suddenly, I don't know what to make of it.
Well, Janie, dear, it's an emergency. That's why we're holding the block party today. We've got to work fast. Now, Violet, you know how to read palms?
That's right.
Well, what do you think's a fair price to charge the gentleman?
Well, I generally charge 50 cents, and I get it in advance. Because after I hold their hands for a while, I forget to collect the money.
Well, that's taken care of. I think I'll run the kissing booth.
Mrs. O'Reilly, this cannot help orphans. This can only make widows because all men will kill themselves.
Oh. Well, I'd like to do my share. Can I prepare the food?
No, two orphans are enough. We don't want to make any more.
By the way, is the street going to be roped off so that no traffic comes through?
I took care of that. I went down to the police station myself. You know, I know the boys. I told them I'd be selling kisses, and they said they'd be glad to rope off the street. Now, I know there's a compliment in there someplace.
You know something? When this gang gets together to help somebody, boy, oh boy, there's nothing like it. And it couldn't be for a worthier cause.
No, Jane, it couldn't.
Well, hello. Really, Mrs. Rhinelander, how nice. I can't
now,
tell you...
Now, Jane, when Richard told me all about those two little orphan girls, I just felt that I had to be here. Oh, do you mind if I sit down? Perhaps it was walking up and down the stairs, but I suddenly feel hot and cold flushes.
It's not the stairs. Irma, turn off that infernal machine. It could make a monkey out of a death ray.
Okay, I will. Oh, and Mrs. Rhinelander, I just can't tell you how sweet it is of you to come and help us. I only wish that someday you'll be an orphan so we can return the compliment.
Well, look who's here, Mrs. Rhinelander. You got me message?
Yes, I did.
You sweetheart. And to show you how I appreciate it, since I'm running the kissing booth, I'll let you assist me in case we get any elderly customers.
Kathleen, you're priceless.
Yeah, well, it's getting time to start the proceedings. Jane and Irma, would you go and pick up the food from Schultz's Delicatessen?
Oh, sure. Come on, honey.
Well, why do the both of us have to go?
Yeah, well, it's heavy. It's pretty heavy. You see, I ordered 50 pounds of Swiss cheese.
Well, 50 pounds of Swiss cheese only weighs about 10 pounds. You know, most of it is all holes.
Come on, Irma.
Good work, Maestro. Now they're gone. Al, did you have the raffle tickets printed?
Yep, here they are.
All right, let me see there. The benefit block party for orphans. First and second prize, 2 weeks vacation. Good, good. Do you have the wicker basket?
Yep, got it.
Great. Now, everybody at the block party will get one of these tickets with each purchase. We will see that Jane and Irma get number 10 and number 11. Every ticket in the wicker basket is number 10 or 11.
What a great setup. Too bad it's so honest. How much do you think we'll raise?
Well, I've run a lot of charity affairs in my day, but I've never seen such spirit. I think we should raise $600.
Would that include the kissing booth?
Yeah, yeah, and with refunds, we should wind up with $400.
Now, you be still. All right, Violet, you get to your booth, and remember, we are counting on you for a big take.
Don't worry, I'll collect the money in advance.
Mrs. Rhinelander, you come with me. And bring a first aid kit in case any of the men swoon.
I'll get my orchestra ready for the dancing.
Maestro, don't forget to save a dance for me at the block party.
Yeah, I've already opened the manhole cover. Let's go.
Folks, the block party's over. You've all had a good time, and now we'd like to have the drawing. The first two prizes are 2 weeks' vacations to the two winners. Now, Mrs. O'Reilly, will you please take a ticket out of the basket?
All right. Here it is. Number 10.
Number 10. Who has number 10?
Irma, what'd you do with our tickets?
I threw them away. We've no car to park.
Oh, Irma, how could you?
Wait a minute. Here they are, all wrinkled up in my pocket. Here's yours, Jenny.
Oh.
Who has number 10?
Here it is. I've got 10. That's wonderful.
And now, Mrs. O'Reilly, will you draw the second winning number?
All right. Number 10. Oh, here it is, number 11.
Who has number 11?
Oh, gosh, not me. I've just got two ones.
What? Chicken, that's an 11. You're the winner.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, what's going on here, Mrs. O'Reilly? Maestro? Miss Rylander, what are you trying to do? You said this block party was for two orphans.
Janie, dear, what have you been to Irma? A mother, right?
Yeah, I guess I have, yeah.
And if you left her like you threatened, what would she be?
An orphan.
And Irma?
Yes?
Now, these various things you do, like buying the air conditioner. Now, what do you think it's doing to Janie?
Sometimes I'm afraid she'll kill herself.
What would that make you?
An orphan.
You see, we didn't lie. We love you, Janie and Irma. It was the least we could do.
Oh, you shouldn't. Oh, really, you shouldn't.
Oh, to have such friends.
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess there's only one thing we can do now.
Yes. Let's go and sit in front of the air conditioner and dry our tears.
Proceeding has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.